Lord. If you really love him, make some noise for Jesus in here on today. True and genuine praise is never contingent on a piano or an organ or a trumpet or nothing like that. Praise comes from the heart. And if God has truly been good to you, then because if you need a piano to praise him, then that means you can't praise him in your car. Does anybody have a Hammond in their back seat? Because if you do, you don't even have nobody back there to play it. But if God has truly been good to you, then you can take time and praise God just because of who he is. Amen. Sometimes I think it's good for us just to have a few services without music so we can worry about what the words are saying, the notes that are coming about. God is just that good. Amen, amen, amen. I don't want to delay the hour. We thank God for the praise and worship team and Sister Lakeisha and the Lord using her on today. Let's give them a round of applause on today. Thank God for them. Come and go with me to the gospel as recorded by Saint Matthew. Chapter 6, verses 33-34. Is that too loud for y'all? Is that too loud? Y'all okay? Because I like it a little loud, but if it's too loud, I'll have them turn it down. All right, Matthew 6, 33-34. And there you will find these words. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all these things shall be added to you. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about its own things. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble. Amen. I want you to turn around and look at your neighbor. Don't shake their hand. Don't reach out and touch nobody. And repeat after me with a smile on your face. On today, the preacher's going to preach about steps to take in a state of emergency. Amen, amen, amen. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Gracious Father, we praise your holy name. We bless you and we lift you up and we want to honor you on today. We thank you for everybody who's present right now. We ask that you bless those who are sick and shut in and those who may be seeking medical attention. Lord, touch Deacon Lindsay, touch Brother Joe, touch everybody who is on their way here or couldn't make it here today for whatever reason. Bless everybody with the sound of my voice, oh God. Allow me to decrease so that you may increase. And we give you all the praise, honor, and glory for it belongs to you. In Jesus' name we pray, amen, amen. You may be seated in his presence. I want to give honor to God, to Jesus Christ, to his Holy Spirit, to Pastor Mobley, to Deacon Freddie, to my brothers and sisters in Christ. There is a word from the Lord on today. Steps to take in a state of emergency. Well, we all know it's no secret. You can be buried in a hole 6 feet deep and still know what's going on up here in regard to the coronavirus and all those things. I've come to the conclusion that the coronavirus itself is not the emergency, it's the panic that's being caused due to the spread of the coronavirus. There are more people who have healed from it than who have died from it, and things appear in some way to get better, although the world will tell us that things are going to get worse before it gets better. But it's not the virus making things get worse, it's the world making things get worse. And then it gets worse because God's children starts to believe the world more than God's word, and then everything is all out of whack. And sometimes we have to go back to the basics because we allow the issues of the world, a place in which we are just passing through, to consume our life and get us off track. We've been studying for the last 4 to 6 weeks about the commanded will of God as opposed to the sovereign will of God. And the sovereign will of God does not change. It can't be altered. But the thing about the sovereign will of God is that it contains both good and evil. But we also know that God cannot do evil. So how does the evil get into the sovereign will of God? It comes through by us or Satan. Amen. God is incapable of performing evil deeds. So when we start to worry and we become anxious and we start to act like that of the world, how can we tell somebody that I have faith in Jesus and God's got my back, and we running around doing all the same things that the world is doing? If a believer is modeling the same behavior and reactions and overreactions of someone who doesn't know Jesus, what's the difference in what we eating and drinking? Steps to take in a state of emergency from a spiritual standpoint. We're going to correlate it, but I'm not trying to prepare you physically or medically. I don't work for the CDC, and I'm going to do what we've all been raised to do. Wash your hands, take the long way around if I see somebody that don't look right, and we're going to keep on praying. Now that we got that out the way, okay, you already knew that though. Steps to take in a state of emergency, and I'm not going to hold you long, but listen, the first step is the Lord wants you to seek God. He wants you to seek him, okay? He wants you to seek him, but look, not just only seek him, but 633a in Matthew says, but seek first. Seek first. Somebody say first. The kingdom of God and his righteousness. The reason why you can't tell people that they're not seeking God is because they feel as long as they seeking him, then they're seeking him. But the Bible doesn't just say to seek him. It says to do what? Seek him first. That means God is the first and the main priority above all things in your world, in your psyche, in your mind, in your household. Nothing should come before the kingdom of God. Okay, we are to seek God's kingdom first. What does that look like? Because if we seek the kingdom of God first, where do we find it? We find it in God's word. We find it through prayer. And not that type of prayer when we pray and then we still go out and act like the world. What's the point in praying if we still gonna follow the rules of the world? We don't give time for God to respond. We're not seeking in his word the answers that are already there. We pray, and then we see a picture on Facebook of no more toilet paper, and we on our way to get toilet paper. Here, I'll give you this one too. If we reacted to the word of God as quick as we reacted to social media and the influence of social media, we would be some bad Christians up in here. But we move quicker because of Instagram and Twitter and Snapchat and Facebook than we do the holy word of God that has never changed. And social media can change in 5 seconds. Social media is the least stable entity in the world, in my opinion. After the stock market. But we are to seek the kingdom of God first. We need to be praying to God. We need to be allowing God to show us what he wants us to do. The thing about the sovereign will of God in this state of emergency is that we don't know the outcome. The sovereign will won't be revealed until God says so. The commanded will is right here in the very word. There's no secret to that. But some of us are so nosy that we digging and poking trying to figure out what God don't want us to know yet. Let me help you. I know a lot of y'all in the midst of this know that y'all can fly to Jamaica right now for $125. I see y'all looking at each other because y'all done already Googled it. Somebody right now and bought a ticket for November, plan hoping that this thing will clear up so you can fly to Puerto Rico for cheap. I hear people laugh, and I know I'm right about it. But look, if we took that same preparation. You know, that same preparedness for worldly things as we did about the Word of God. Some of us got so much toilet tissue and water, and we got all this stuff hidden in our house. I had people coming through to look at my house, and I had to put stuff up because I didn't want nobody to come back and take my water. I'm hiding it. But let me tell you, if we hid the Word of God in our heart that we may not sin against Him, those are the things we need to do to prepare for the emergency, that we need to hide scriptures and quit stocking up on toilet tissue. If we would start reading and learning the principles and statutes of God, we would be ready for stuff like this. Because even after all the TP and all the water, we still go home. And I'm like, Lord, I hope they get this under control. We're living in fear because we're not seeking first the kingdom of God. And then, but it doesn't just stop at the kingdom of God. There's an and, which means it's something different. The kingdom of God and His righteousness are not the same thing. Okay? They're two different things. His righteousness is a way of behavior, the way you conduct yourself. The word tells me, listen. I'm going to mess some people up. Y'all all got it anyway. We all infected. No, I'm not. Yes, you are. You infected and I'm infected. Let me tell you what Isaiah 64:6 says. It's not up there, so put it down. Listen to this. We are all infected and impure with sin. When we display our righteous deeds, they are nothing but filthy rags. But filthy rags. And you know what a filthy rag does. It just sits there in a sink. You leave it there too long, wet and dirty. When you wake up in the morning, it's going to what? Stink. And you dare not let it touch any of your dishes. And if some of them get bad, my wife will throw them away. She won't even put them in the washroom. Just throw them away. We are all infected and impure with sin. So we are to seek God's righteousness, His righteousness, and not our own. The ethical way in we conduct ourselves, the spiritual way in how we act. Let's not act like those of the world. And not just because, not in the situation when there's a world disaster going on, but in general, we can't act like that of the world. We can't. We can't. We have to hold ourselves to a higher standard because we're ambassadors of Jesus Christ. We can tell when we are not seeking God first because we have bad attitudes. We snapping on people. We mistreating people. You can't seek God first and still live any old kind of way. Let me tell you why we struggle with the sovereign, with trusting in the sovereign will of God. Even though the prophet told us, I know the plans I have for you. Even though the Bible said that I'll open up the windows of heaven and pour out blessings, you won't have room enough to receive. The reason why we don't always trust in the sovereign will of God, one is because we can't see it. Two is because we have failed at being obedient to the commanded will of God. Let me help you. Some of us aren't living how we know we should be living. Nobody knows like you know how you've been living and if God is pleased with you. The only person who knows that better than you is God. But we know if God is pleased with how we've been living. We know if God is pleased with how we've been conducting ourselves. We know that if God knows if we've truly been seeking Him first. God knows. So because we haven't done right, we lack faith in the sovereign will of how things will turn out because we know we haven't really been doing all we could and should be doing for the kingdom. Some of us are scared because we don't know how valuable am I to the kingdom. Am I able to remind God, God, I've been faithful. God, I've been telling people about your goodness. God, I've been an ambassador for you. God, I've been helping people lead. I've been leading people to Christ. I am an asset to the kingdom. Ask yourself, am I an asset or a liability? Am I helping propel the kingdom of God, or am I keeping it stagnant, or am I causing it to regress by my conduct and lack of godly righteousness? Steps to take. Steps to take in a state of emergency. A lot of us were in states of emergencies long before Corona. We needed the ambulance long before fever. We had issues before this pandemic has come about. We already needed to seek God first. When you seek God first, you know the scripture, this too shall pass. Whatever this is, you had a this. You don't even have the corona, but you got a this. And now we worried about seeking something that may not ever happen or touch your family, and we still haven't dealt with the this. Watch the distraction, because Satan is going to let that take you out, and this will never touch you, and you should have been praying about the that you've been dealing with for the last 20 years. You better deal with the that and leave the this to God. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. I'd rather be infected with corona than spend the rest of my life infected with sin and its impurities. Seek God. Proverbs 3:5-8 says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. I'm going to stop there. Some of our understandings are skewed and swayed so easily because we haven't sought God enough to establish and concrete and have a firm foundation of what we understand about God's word. That's why we can be blown, we can be like the wind, like the chaff that the wind blows away, because we're not grounded and we don't have our feet shodded in the preparation of the gospel. So as soon as we get on social media, we believe that report over the report of the Lord. And we act like that. I'm so glad to see everybody here today, because the first thing, people will go to work. People are up in Walmart and Sam's Club every day, ain't worried about nothing. But soon as it's time to go to church, oh, I don't want to get sick. I don't want to. Somebody kid was coughing last week. I ain't going. That person in your office been coughing for 2 years. You see them come out the bathroom, they don't wash their hands, they don't do none of that, and you still eating at the potluck. Y'all better stop eating at them potlucks. But we're allowing the influence of the world to transform the understanding that we should have, and it no longer reflects that of a Christian that has faith in God. It doesn't represent faith. It represents panic and being frantic and being all over the place. We're unstable. I seen a family yesterday. I went in just to get milk. I had to wait 30 minutes. And people say, you're here stocking up? No, I don't. I'm not stocking up. I just got 8 people in my house. My carts always look like this. I grabbed a couple rolls of toilet tissue. Oh, you're getting ready for the apocalypse. No, I just have 8 backsides in my house. And 6 girls. 7 including the wife. No, 6. I got 6. I done lost count. But if you're grounded in something, nothing can change the way you conduct yourself. And we're not acting like people who believe God has it all under control. If everybody went to sleep tonight, and the Lord showed you in a vision that 2 or 3 years from now, you'd still be living, you wouldn't be infected, you never caught the corona, You'd walk around here, you'd be buying tickets. Some of us would be in the Bahamas right now, wouldn't we? Because we already knew what the Lord showed me, I was going to be okay. Babe, we can go to the Bahamas right now, $250 round trip. I'm not trying to judge y'all. I'm telling you stuff I can look at too. I know for a fact I can take Ina for her birthday to the Bahamas for $375. But God doesn't want us to operate in seeing what he doesn't want us to know yet, because if he revealed to us our fate, our destiny, and our future, we wouldn't need faith. If God showed you that everything was always going to work out how you wanted to, we wouldn't seek God first. We wouldn't talk to him. We would just take for granted that everything is going to be all right. Don't lean into your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. We have to quit trying to figure this thing out. I don't care how many degrees you got, what your expertise is in. God is in control, so I want him directing my path. Every one of them. This is where we struggle with. Do not be wise in your own eyes. The problem is, and I tell people this all the time, the worst mistake you can make is always thinking you're the smartest person in the room. You think you got it all figured out. Sit with teenagers. I tell teenagers all the time, and they'll tell me stuff. And they'll say, Trey, this is what happened, and this is what happened, and I told my mama this, and I told my daddy this, and I'm listening because I'm not mama or daddy. I'm just listening. And I say, that's stupid. You really thought that up? Because your story doesn't make sense. That's a dumb story. And if I were your parents, I wouldn't believe you either. Because teenagers are the best at thinking they are the smartest in the room. They forget we've been there. They forget we've already done all this. Yeah, we didn't have social media and all the cell phone stuff, but we lied and tried to get over it just like they're doing now. So they think in their own eyes that they wise, and that story makes sense. Well, let me help out the adults. We sound just as stupid when we sitting around here trying to talk back and justify things that make sense to us. And what makes us sound stupid is it doesn't line up with God's word. That's your own wisdom. When you're saying, I know what the words say, I hear you, pastor, but I'm going to do it this way. That's the example of being wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord. Do y'all know that's the only fear we supposed to have? Is the reverential fear of God. Okay? Some of us have overcome way more. You think about the multiple sclerosis, the cancer survivors. You think about people who've been living with diabetes for years and all types of other congestive heart failure. People be living 30, 40 years. And this virus comes, and Christians in the church, we lose our mind. People have been on high blood pressure meds for decades, and the Lord has kept us. Has kept us. We own insulin and all type of stuff, and God has kept us. If it's God's will to keep us, if he didn't want us here, we would have been taken out a long time ago. Corona does not change who God is. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. Again, evil never comes from God. Sometimes you got to leave self. And we got to quit blaming on everybody else. Sometimes you got to leave self, step out of self, evaluate self, and say, God, please change this in me. Depart from evil. Depart from our own arrogant ways. Things won't always go our way. I know some of us is mad because we can't go on vacation. The kids might be home for 3 or 4 weeks. But let me tell you something. We still have to fear the Lord and depart from evil. Because listen, here's the blessing. It will be health to your flesh. Everybody want to be healthy, right? Okay, so I'm giving you the steps. The Lord is giving you the steps because God is saying exactly what he means. He didn't say, I'll give you health to your bank account in this part. He didn't say, I'll give you health just to your spirit. He said, it will be health to your flesh. You don't even need insurance for that one. You don't need Medicaid or Medicare or Cigna or none of that, because if you want to be healthy, don't be wise in your own eyes. Seek the Lord. Fear the Lord and depart from evil, because the Bible just told us it will be health to your flesh. That's the sovereign will of God within a commanded will scripture, because we can't see it. But the Lord just told us that we were going to be all right. Our flesh would be healthy if we practice these things. I didn't say don't get your hand sanitizer. I got some in every vehicle. But because I buy in bulk, I've been finding people running around looking for Lysol sprays. I found about six of them in the house just because I buy everything in bulk. I'm not going to stop spraying after the contractors leave. I spray every handle. I do. But I'm still going to seek the Lord first and foremost, because if the Lord is not on my side, I got way bigger problems than any virus. But it'll be strength to your bones. My next one is, after you seek God, guess what? You can start receiving. So we're going to seek God, and then we're going to start receiving. Real quick. It says in Matthew 6:33b, and all these things shall be added to you. Now, I'm not much of a mathematician, but I know if I see the word add, that means we get more, correct? All right. So in accounts and balances, when you add something to the receivable side, that means you have received more. So let's start receiving. What are all these things? All these things are the things that you want and that you ask for. But guess what? It also encompasses things you can't even imagine. The things that you don't even believe will ever happen. If we seek first the kingdom of God, all these things shall be added unto you. All encompasses. And since God can't do evil, all these things have to be good. If we seek first the kingdom of God. Some of us need healing. That's included in all these things. Some of us need a breakthrough. That's in all these things. Some of us need God to heal our children. That's in all of these things. Some of these things that are all, you don't even know you need them until trouble hits your household. I never knew I was going to have to pray for my son to get through a surgery at 7-8 weeks old. I didn't know, but I'm glad that I sought God first, because that had become included in all these things. And now I walk around. Some people say, he's so small. I said, his last name is Mobley. I'm going to have him on a low-fat formula in about 2 weeks. I need some the Sam's got keto formula, because that's what he's going to need, because I already know that God and already fixed that thing. Because of all these things that shall be added unto me. Hey, God, I've been faithful. I need you to raise them up. God, I've been faithful. I need you to get his electrolytes up. God, I be faithful. Allow him to come out from his anesthesia. And all those things that I reminded God I needed, they came right on the path. If I seek first the kingdom of God, I can start receiving all these things. All these things don't just speak to right now. They go ahead of time, and they're waiting on your predicament so these things can be added to them when you need them. God is not a respecter of time. I can't go to tomorrow until tomorrow becomes today. But God is already there. Listen. Start receiving. Who wants to receive some preservation? Psalm 121, 7 through 8 says, the Lord shall preserve you from all evil. He shall preserve your soul. Let's start there. If Corona was to take one of us out, God forbid, I want to make sure that my soul is in right standing with God. Because what I can assure you, unless the Lord come back first, if Corona don't get you, something is. Old age. Another sickness, a tragic accident, health problems. Something is going to get us into the grave. And if your soul is not preserved, in hell you will lift your eyes. So while you dancing and going around the aisles and ducking the coughs and blocking the sneezes, make sure that your soul is protected by the blood of Jesus Christ. the Lord shall preserve you from all evil. He shall preserve your soul. In the Bible, they didn't have Lysol. They didn't have wet wipes. They didn't have the Purell hand sanitizer. But what the children of Israel did have is they had the blood of the Lamb. So it protect their going in and their coming out. But what the blood of the Lamb did is it didn't let anything come in that household that was going to bring death on the firstborn. So I want to start receiving the fact that the Lord shall preserve your going out and your coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. I want my Lysol, but if it don't work, I got the blood of the Lamb that will protect me from things that haven't even been seen yet. There are things around here that are wanting to take you out, sent from Satan, that the blood of the Lamb is protecting you from. At least you can see the coronavirus, but God is protecting you from danger unseen because of the blood of the Lamb. So stop worrying and start shouting and thanking God for all the preservation, for all the protection, for all the provisions that He has given us. I want to start being able to walk in and out of places, and I don't have to worry about it because my name is in the Lamb's book of life. Because it's the blood of the Lamb that has kept the death angel off of me all these years. And it's the same blood of the Lamb that has you here today. If the Lord wanted you home, you'd be at home. And when He calls our name, guess what? We going home. It ain't enough Lysol and wet wipes and hand sanitizer that's going to keep you out of the grave when God calls you home. I looked at my little stock I had at the house, and I looked at it. And I said, well, if something pop off, we in good shape. And then the Lord reminded me, fool, today, your soul could be required of you. It could be required of my whole, it could be required of any of us. And then y'all going to come over there and y'all going to cry with Ina and y'all going to take all my hand sanitizer. But the Lord is going to preserve your going out and your coming in. And when I go out of this world, I get to go into the kingdom of heaven, saved, where the streets are paved with gold, where there's a mansion with my name over the doorstep. See, I don't have to worry about if I go out of here because I'm going in to heaven, because it says that from this time forth, that's on earth, and even forevermore, which is eternity, I'm covered by the blood of the Lamb. With that being said, as I get ready to end, I want to tell you to stop worrying. So we seek God, and then once we seek God, we start receiving, and our faith should increase to the point that our faith outweighs our fear. Our faith should increase that us winning should outweigh our worry. We should be in a position that we don't have to worry about every little thing. You want to be an ambassador of Jesus? Start sitting there unbothered by what the world is running for. I seen a cart yesterday with 8 gallons of milk. Are you going to freeze the milk? What are we doing? We're acting like the world. I got 8 people in my house. 7 of them drink milk. And I'm telling you that it still takes us about 4 days to go through 2 gallons. If I buy any more than that, I might lose one. My kids are schizophrenic. Sometimes they eat cereal. Next time they don't want no cereal. Stop worrying. Listen. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow. For tomorrow will worry about its own things. Let's focus on this last part. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble. What was your life like before Corona took over all the media outlets? Was everything great? Oh, no, I didn't. Mine wasn't. I already had stuff I needed God to work on. I already had stuff I was fasting and praying about. I already had stuff I wanted God to intervene on. And then here comes this. And thanks be unto God, I don't know one person in my close circle or outer circle who has been directly affected by this virus. And you, if you don't be careful, we will allow it to consume our every move and thought and behavior to the point that we've been distracted, that we've lost track and focus of what was already weighing us down before. Because we worried more about tomorrow than today. You start worrying about tomorrow, you will forget about the troubles that you already had going on. And then tomorrow will be worked out because God is already in tomorrow. But you still in today. And you can't be into tomorrow until your today comes. But you have lost focus on today. The Bible's already telling you. He knows. Deacon Harris, you worried about tomorrow, but your Sunday is already full, brother. Your Saturday was too. Why are you worried about something I already protected you from? Faith. Some of our children have been struggling. Our marriages have been struggling. We've had all types of issues. The last thing we need to worry about is something that God has already protected us from. Satan is trying to usher in fear to the people of God. There's a difference between fear and caution. Right, God has given us common sense. Take the precaution. The pastor put out a church communication. Let's practice these acts of wisdom. That's caution. But staying home and scared to come to church because you scared you might be sick when you went to Texas Roadhouse for dinner last night, that ain't right. How much faith does it take an unknown person? And if our coworkers are nasty, imagine what, I bet they coworkers ain't the cleanest either. So we got all this faith to say a prayer over our food and eat a nice 8-ounce ribeye cooked by a stranger in a place during a time of pandemic. Where y'all going to eat today after church? I'm going home now, Pastor Trey. Thanks a lot. But sufficient for the day is its own trouble. We have to trust God for the big things too, because we take these little things like eating in public for granted. But when big things come, we act like the world. Stop worrying. But not just about this. We've been worrying about things that God has kept us from for years. When you look at people with ailments, the woman with the issue, she fought it for how long, y'all? 12 years. The man that laid by the pool of Bethesda with nobody to push him in. The Bible says he dealt with infirmity for 37 years. And it was a horrible quality of life, but God kept him for 37 years with an infirmity that couldn't be cured by the hands of man. He had to get pushed into the water, but he said there was nobody to push him there. And see, let me tell you, you don't always need somebody to push you into the water. Sometimes you got to get up and walk in the spirit of courage on your own, because Jesus said, get up, get your mat, and get up out of here. Nobody had to push him anywhere. He got up on his own because of the strength of Jesus Christ. And that same strength that Jesus gave the man on the side of the pool, he can give it to us too. Sufficient for the day is his own trouble. And I don't got to worry about tomorrow, because the same way God got me through the day, he's going to get me through tomorrow as well. Look at your track record with dealing with God. Look at all the things that he has preserved us from that should have taken us out. The heart issues, the masses, the legion, the things that they thought were cancerous that they weren't. The things that were cancerous that they got out of you. The things that if you hadn't caught it when the doctor caught it, we wouldn't be here today. God has kept every one of us. What's the one thing we all got in common in here today? God has been good to us. We've been through some hard times, but God has kept us. Can I get an amen? Because you're here. God has preserved you because you're here. God has provided for you because you're here. Stop worrying. Let me challenge you on this. Can all your worries, can all of them, it's not up there. It's Luke 12, 25 through 26. Write it in your cubicle. Write it in the car. Write it somewhere where you can have it. Luke 12, 25 through 26 says, can all your worries add a single moment to your life? And if worry can't accomplish a little thing like that, what's the use in worrying over bigger things? Satan is stealing precious time from our lives because we're worrying and walking around here in fear while promoting that we believe in Jesus Christ. We're losing moments of our life because we're walking around here in anger and arrogance and frustration. See, all these are spiritual diseases. We're focused and asphyxiated on the medical and the physical diseases. It's the spiritual diseases that have sickened us years and years ago. If you bound by unforgiveness, you are infected. If you bound by hatred and evil and just being mean to people, we are infected. If you holding grudges and can't say I forgive you, you already infected, and your spirit is in a state of emergency, because if you cannot forgive your brother, God cannot forgive you. Somebody dial 911, because if God can't forgive me, then I am in big trouble. I need some help stat, because I am in a state of unforgiveness, and then I can't receive grace myself. Steps to take. That's what we need to be worrying about. Am I in right standing with God? Is God pleased with my conduct? Is God pleased with how I'm taking care of his business? Is God pleased with how I'm treating my brothers and sisters in Christ? Is God pleased with how I'm handling my ministry business? Is God pleased with how I'm taking care of my business outside of the church? Is God pleased with me? Because when we can start to say yes to some of those questions, it will take away some of the worry, because I can say to God, I've been faithful. And I close with this. Have I not commanded you? Be strong. See, this is the commanded will of God. Be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid, nor be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Be strong. It's a commandment not to walk around here in fear, full of anxiety, full of worry. It's a commandment to be strong and be of good courage and be confident and not be afraid. Don't be afraid of the world and what's going on in it, because God is on our side. If Jesus can come down through 40 and two generations, born of a virgin in an ox stall, live a perfect life, never sin, which means he defeated sin, got beat all night long, marched up Golgotha's hill with our cross on his back, nailed through his hands, nailed through his feet, hung between two transgressors. He never complained. He never acted like the world would have acted. He didn't beg for his life, because he said, no man takes my life, but I freely give it. They hung him up, put crown of thorns on his head. He hung his head in the locks of his shoulders, and between the sixth and the ninth hour, he gave up the ghost. He'd already defeated sin. They put him in old man Joseph's borrowed tomb, and he laid there all night Friday night, all night Saturday night, but he got up on early Sunday morning. So now he didn't only defeat sin, but he defeated the grave. So if Jesus can defeat sin and the grave, what else is there that Jesus can't defeat? What I'm trying to tell you is that we serve a risen Savior who's been elevated up to heaven on the right-hand side of the Father. We serve a risen Savior who is the undisputed, undefeated entity of the galaxy of the whole world. And he, if he be for us, who can be against us? Who can destroy us? Who? What? If the enemy comes in a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will raise up a standard against. If I seek first, I got to put social media down. But if I seek first, I don't care what you're talking about, Mr. Muslim. I don't care what you're talking about, Mr. Hebrew Israelite. If I seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, all these things will be added to me. Saints, we got to quit living in fear of what God has already covered us from. And get back to focusing on the state of emergency that's going on in our spirits. Because God is not flesh. Those who worship God must worship him in what? Spirit and truth. And you can't worship God truly bound by fear. Don't worry about the corona. You don't have that. You're infected with fear. We're infected with hatred. We're infected with not living a life pleasing to God. We're infected with the want and drive to sin. We're infected with unforgiveness. But the one thing we're scared of is the one thing we're not infected in. There are other things that we need to focus on so we can serve God better and be more of an asset to the kingdom and not a liability. Because as I get real worldly in my application here, we all know, Brother Wright, what people do with liabilities. In accounting and money, when stuff starts costing you too much money. Okay. Stand to your feet. Stand to your feet.